There just simply is no, and that's why Jesus said, I and the Father, we are one. Who speaks like that?
Well, I think that is, you can refer to John 17, where Jesus says, I pray that they would be one, even as we are one. So we share the same exact oneness that Jesus shares with the Father in that context. Furthermore, the context of John 10:30, which you're quoting there, I and the Father are one, the prior verse talks about how the Father is the shepherd, and he's not going to let any get away. And then the next verse says that Jesus is the shepherd, and he's not going to let any get away. So they're one, and they're unified. They're one in keeping the sheep and taking care of the sheep. That's the obvious meaning of the context. And I think it just take it out of context and say, well, this establishes homoousios, or you know, that they're the same substance, or something like that.
It does
violence to the context.
Well, it does. No, not when you have to constantly explain away the context. We don't need a lot of words. We just need to look what Jesus said. Jesus said, "I am the Father." When he says we are one, he broke Greek syntax. He had to literally break the syntax in order to convey that concept. And it's not the only time he makes reference to this. I am in the Father, the Father's in me, so forth. Now, just because later on we're going to be in him by the baptism of the Spirit being brought into him in salvation doesn't make us all of a sudden part of the Trinity. Part of again, if we just say Godhead, the Godhead, Yahweh, has been, always been. For example, even concerning the Holy Spirit, where was he created?
I think it's my turn for a question.
Oh, sure. Okay.
When was the Holy Spirit created? That doesn't even compute in my brain. Sorry. I don't see the Holy Spirit as ever being created.